why people stagnate and fail to progress personally and professionally. There's only one common denominator. They are glued in their comfort zone where nothing grows from there. It's time to bring out the best in you. Day to Day brings you a podcast that awakens you from the mindset of mediocrity, creating a better version of yourself. Beyond the comfort zone with Rico Cardoniga. Here now is this week's episode of Beyond the Comfort Zone. Welcome back to the Comfort Zone. This week's episode will tackle on the topic how to be a great leader. One of the most prolific authors, John Maxwell, defines a leader as one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. This definition exemplifies famous personalities in the real world who made the difference in people's lives by influencing the way to think and act towards the achievement of certain goals and objectives. When it comes to leadership, famous names would crop up, carving an indelible marks for people to admire and be inspired. Top of the mind would be Bill Gates, Richard Branson, Bill Clinton, Warren Buffett, Pope Francis, Donald Trump, Howard Schultz, Larry Page, Nelson Mandela, George Washington, Mother Teresa, and my favorites, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum of the UAE, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, and the Consul General of Dubai and Northern Emirates, His Excellency Paul Raymond Cortez. What do they have in common? These leaders have the reputation of having these qualities: outstanding decision-making capabilities. They possess unquestionable integrity. They are committed to change people's lives. They are competent in what they do. They have strong sense of accountability. They have the charisma to influence people. They love to serve. They empower people and they focus on what matters most. In politics, business, and even in our local communities, we appointed and select people to oversee and provide directions essential to achieve organizational objectives. These leaders are expected to provide guidance to people of different cultures and nationalities, people of diverse work experiences and different personalities, with the premise, different strokes for different folks. Leadership styles may vary depending on the culture of the company or organizations, depending on the personalities of the people involved. These are the different styles of leading people. Autocratic leadership. A leader rarely solicits inputs from his people, but instead makes decisions based on his own judgment, perception, assumption, and belief. Charismatic leadership. This leader will influence others by his personality. Having a magnetic personality, he can inspire and motivate his followers. Participative or democratic leadership. A leader will encourage others to be part of any decision-making activities and involve others in problem-solving as well. These will make followers feel better because their opinions are being valued and would result to total commitment. Another style of leadership is the laissez-faire or let-alone. The leader will delegate responsibilities to the members, including the decision-making activities. The authority is also delegated to employees. The leader will only get involved when problems would arise. Transactional leadership. A leader will establish a clear chain of command or organizational hierarchy, implementing a carrot-and-stick approach to the entire operation, where good performers are rewarded and punish those committing bad practices. We also have servant leadership. In this leadership style, a leader will have power-sharing models of authority. putting the needs and welfare of the team, and practices collective decision-making, which can boost the morale of the members. In short, serve first and lead second. Situational leadership. This is a flexible type of leadership. Adaptability is the key factor to implement this type of leadership. A leader is expected to shift his style of leading people depending on the changing needs of the organization. We also have the transformational leadership. A leader of this type brings out the best in people, encourages people to use their initiative of finding new ways of doing things, gives all-out support to members, lead by example, and develop members into future leaders, creating a high-performance team. Why is it that many organizations soar high and some fail to survive in a highly competitive environment? Why is it that some leaders inspire and bring out the best in people, while others are more concerned on getting an applause rather than working for a cause? This happens because some leaders fall into the trap of having megalomania or illusion of grandeur rather than making his people look good. I'd like to share with you the common blunders of some leaders. No delegation, lack of trust to members, micromanagement, making simple things complicated, not providing feedback to people, not accepting mistake because of pride, not establishing open communication, not finding time to bond with people, not prioritizing things, no sense of urgency, using organizational resources for personal gain, not training people, and not resolving conflict immediately. For us to be better leaders, we need to take into account that our members or followers are humans and are sensitive to different factors. Successful companies and organizations have effective leaders on top, building highly motivated and committed people, which would result to high-performing team. Don't overlook the basics. Criticize in private and praise in public. Help people learn and grow by delegating tasks for them to shine. Remember people's important dates like birthdays and anniversaries. They would admire you for that. A pat on the back is not always the best way to reward deserving staff or member. A dinner treat or free ticket to a concert would excite them. Show people you respect by valuing their opinion and listening to their ideas. If your authority allows it, send people to training to enhance their competency. Don't play favorites. Be fair to everybody. Try to establish an open communication in your organization to make employees feel more engaged. When a conflict arises, resolve it as quick as you can by calling the people involved. Every meeting is an opportunity to solicit people's bright ideas, but always back it up with an agenda shared in advance for them to prepare. Respect people's personal affairs. Never share it to the others. They would love you for that. If giving recognition, make it a habit to share the spotlight to your people. Don't just catch people doing bad things, but catch people doing good as well. Lead by example. If you don't want people arriving late at work, be there 10 minutes early. You need to set as a good example. As a leader, don't be complacent. Always make it a habit to sharpen the saw. Read a lot and watch videos that would improve your leadership skills. Being a great leader is not an easy task. You are being judged on a wider parameter. The way you act, the way you talk, the way you respond to every stimulus, and the most important thing above all, your decision-making ability that would impact the fate of your organization. Bring out the best in you as a better leader, and you will surely influence people to bring out their best as well. Thank you for listening to another episode of Beyond the Comfort Zone, our own little way of thanking you for shopping with us all these years, from day to day, for your needs every day.